And they will start number one, Callie Owen Oldenburg. And they will start Ella Hurd and Emily Laundrie and Macy Laundrie and Emma Hurd.
Liberty's going to start number three, Jaylee Tharp. Number 11, Delaney Ellett. Number 14, Lillian Walton. Number 22, Shelby Holt. And number 33,
Morgan Smith.
Morgan Smith.
Right. Lady Eagles coming off a win Thursday. Who was it?
They beat Houston.
Houston.
Yep.
And they're 3-2 in the SEA. 9-12 overall. Still an opportunity for, you know, to get to 500. Starts here today. So we'll come back in 30 seconds with the tip-off. It's Lady Eagle basketball on the Fox.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613 to trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
All right. Chadwick takes the tip. Loose ball knocked out of bounds. Stays with Chadwick.
Lady Eagles be in the white. Chadwick's going to be in the black. Baseline tossing it in. Knocked away. It's a loose ball. And Chadwick will gather it up. Chadwick's definitely got size.
They do.
Liberty, I think, you know, they're going to have to really lean on quickness. Quickness and grit. Chadwick tosses it out top. They want to get it inside. There's a drive knocked away. Turnover. Here come the Lady Eagles. Going to attack the basket. Up, in, and does it?
They're going to get a walk.
No. They're giving it to Liberty.
Oh, they called a jump ball. They called a jump.
All right.
They have one official motion travel, and the other one.
Ellett tosses it in to Tharp. Boy, he was bound and determined to get a walk, wasn't he?
Ahead and get that walk out of the way.
Chadwick basketball. Oh, toss it in to Landry. Oh, another turnover. Lady Eagles on a fast break. And the Lady Eagles are on the board.
Jaylee Tharp. Jaylee leading the break there. Liberty comes out in full court defense.
Uh-oh, 3-on-1. Oh, that was a walk. So three turnovers for Chadwick. Here comes some full court pressure. Oh, and a foul. Lady Eagles will.
Liberty do. Good job breaking the press there. Long pass to the wing. Pass to the middle, and it's broke.
Walton shooting a couple. First one's no good. 6:35 on the clock. Second free throw, no good. Rebound will be taken by Ella Hurd. High post, drive in, shot up and in.
That is Ella Hurd. We're tied up at 2.
Lady play. The Eagles get a look at three. Oh, in and out. Good look for Jaylee. Here comes Chadwick. They'll start with Landry. And, ooh, a loose ball, but gathered up, put back in, shot up, no good. Now foul on the floor on the rebound. And that may be against
Shelby Holt.
Shelby Holt, yeah. Tossing it in.
We'll get Dara Daniels coming in for Shelby Holt.
Okay. Chadwick on the baseline will toss it in. Out top. Toss it to the corner. Knocked away out of bounds. It'll stay with Chadwick. Two is the score. 5:53 to go.
Yeah, number 14.
That is Ellen Lowry.
Yep. Coming in for Chadwick.
Chadwick brings it top of the key and will start it with Emily Landry. Inside the free throw line. Low block up and in.
Yeah, that's where Chadwick wants to play this ball game, in that high and low post.
Yep. Well, that's the one thing that the Lady Eagles will have trouble defending. Drive. Oh, partially blocked. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Liberty. Lillian Walton almost had it saved, then it was knocked away. Daniels will inbound. Tharp, top of the key. Good look for three. Good.
Morgan Smith.
And it's a 5-4 ball game. Lady Eagles pushing it down the floor. Ella Hurd drives all the way in and a blocking foul. And that's going to be on Jaylee, isn't it?
No, that's Lillian.
Okay. It's her first. Team foul number two. At the line, Ella Hurd for Chadwick. Well, last year, man, that was a game. Liberty and Chadwick.
Yep.
Holy moly. Played them twice, right?
Yep.
Second free throw is up, and it's good. 6-5, Chadwick. Liberty throws it away. Lady Eagles going to keep the pressure on as well in the backcourt. Long pass, up and in.
Two more.
Oldenburg is going to be a problem.
Yeah, she's very efficient in the post.
Daniels comes in for help, catches it, kicks it, block shot out of bounds. Liberty gun with a sub. Checking back in, Shelby Holt.
Oh, that's Chloe Jester. Number 20.
Oh, was it 20? I thought it was 22. Oh, it is 20. Yep, my bad. Chloe Jester into the ball game. Catches out top. Gets it to Daniels. Or Ellett, excuse me. Ellett gives it up. Gets it right back. Daniels gets hit with the trap. Checking back in, Emma Hurd for Chadwick. 8-5, Chadwick. Sneaking up on the halfway mark here in the first. Chadwick with the skip pass. Let me get it inside. Oh, they're going to take a three. Off the rim, no good. Tipped, out of bounds. Chadwick basketball. Little cliche, if you can get it, get it.
That's right.
If you can grab it, get it. Don't rely.
Don't sit and watch.
Yeah. Don't rely on the officials seeing it inbound, then a foul. There's getting it back to Oldenburg. She'll shoot a couple. Or not Oldenburg. That's
Jester. Get Jester on that foul.
Three. first one's good. She's made three in a row from the line. Second free throw is off the rim, but Chadwick with the rebound. Put back, no good. Liberty with the rebound. Ellett fouled at half court. Now, who did they... Okay, 21. Emily Landry. It's her first. Liberty brings it in. Tharp. Tharp works it. Off to the corner. Liberty looks to drive. And now they'll pitch it to Tharp. Tharp goes up. She's fouled. Should be it. Should be shooting two.
Yeah. Get number 23. Emma Hurd on that foul.
That's team foul number three.
Send Jaylee to the line for two.
First one's good. 9-6. 3:33 to go. You want to keep it close as you can?
Absolutely.
Second one, off the mark, no good. Oh, Liberty will keep possession as goes out of bounds.
Chadwick piles in the bench.
None of her teammates.
Nope,
they didn't. Like, go, girl. So Liberty will inbound at the end of Chadwick's bench. They do so. Ooh, there was a good look. Dribble once, pull up, jumper, good.
Allie Merritt.
There you go, Allie. And it's a 1 point. Ooh, and a foul.
Going to get Allie Merritt on that foul. In the backcourt. Liberty jumped into that full court press after that made shot.
Checking back in, Chloe Jester. For Liberty. Chadwick with the basketball. 1 point ball game, 9-8. 3:12 to go. Oh, Liberty almost got a steal. Chadwick comes up with it. They're using the handoff now, a short toss.
Chadwick trying to get it off the perimeter. They really want that ball in the post.
Oh, yeah. But they're kind of, I mean, they're playing. They're not.
There it is.
There it is right there. 2 points for Emma Hurd.
They just kind of keep reversing the ball until they can get an open seam. And Liberty turns it over at half court.
Shot fake. Jumper. Off the rim. No good. Delaney with the rebound. Driving hard to the basket. Dara Daniels. She'll shoot two from the line. Eleven to eight. Liberty still able. They're just kind of hanging around here.
First one is good.
High arcing free throw. Do you remember your free throw stroke?
I do.
Do you? Second one's good. Lady Eagles with pressure. Chadwick gets through it, knocked away, loose, out of bounds, and
another turnover.
Yeah, creates turnover. Did you like to see the logo of the basketball, or was there anything?
I just had to make sure it was the right.
It was always in the same position. Liberty turns it over at the other end. In sports, there's just weird
little superstitions.
Yeah.
And habits.
Quirks. Yep. Chadwick, pull-up jumper, off the rim, tipped out of bounds, Liberty basketball.
Well, here in the Legend Shootout today, the first game, Winona versus Kabul, the boys. Winona wins 43-41. Max Creek and Houston Girls. Houston Girls wins 48-37. Max Creek over Ellington Boys, 79-46.
And the Chadwick Lady Cardinals throw a shot up, no good. And now Chadwick's kind of
Kind of run and jump.
Short jumper on the baseline up by Tharp, no good. Lady Eagles are getting some looks.
They are getting some looks.
But Chadwick's kind of cranked up their defense a little bit. That size, you could, you know, speed, you can beat size with speed, but you got to use it. Under a minute to go, inside shot up, no good. Rebound Chadwick, put back, no good. Rebound Chadwick, put back, no good. Rebound Ellett for the Lady Eagles.
40 seconds left to go in the first.
There's a good look at three.
Boom!
Up the bank. Yeah, just like that. Guess
hey,
who's winning?
If they didn't want you to use it, they wouldn't put it
hey,
there.
Hey, that's right. Chadwick gets it inside, shot up, but a foul. 18 seconds to go. Emma Hurd will go the line and shoot two. And tied up, Lady Eagles leading. Walton's going to check in here, first opportunity for Liberty. First one's good from the shoulder. One-point ball game. Second one is good.
Tie ball game.
If you're Lady Eagles, you got to like where you're
at right now.
Yeah,
you like where you're at.
There's the trap.
Chadwick comes into this being the number two ranked team in Class 1.
Out of bounds. And they're going to say... Chadwick basketball.
3 seconds left.
Liberty gets the steal. Throws one up. No good.
So, here we are, 13-13.
After one. But we got three more quarters of basketball to go. You're listening to Lady Eagle Basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Winter roads don't play fair, but with the right tires, you stay in control. At Kabul Tires, we've got the winter-ready traction you need to drive with confidence no matter what the forecast throws your way. Stay safe, stay prepared, drive further with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
Ms. Fernandez, what are those tiny things?
Those are called amoebas. You can only see them through a microscope.
Wow.
Today's students are tomorrow's great thinkers and innovators. But right now, there's a funding crisis in public schools. Donors Choose is a nonprofit that lets you support students and teachers in your community and beyond. You could provide pencils and paper, help a music class get a guitar,
or even a science project for a classroom like mine.
Learn more at DonorsChoose.org.
Nobody wants to see that.
All right, 13-13 is where we're at. As we head to the second, Chadwick will get the ball to start the second.
It's good first quarter there for Liberty Lady Eagles.
Yeah, Lady Eagles playing a matchup. Skip pass cross. Out top. Looking to get it inside, skips it back across. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Rebound, Jaylee Tharp takes it up. She's fouled, she'll shoot two.
Liberty doing a really good job on the perimeter defense on this Chadwick team. When they fall into issues is when Chadwick's able to get the ball inside.
Yeah.
Liberty's interior defense is not as good early in this ball game.
Well, it's just, I mean, Chadwick's big.
They want that ball inside.
Two free throws made for Tharp. Jaylee, I'm sure we'll see, Josie will see some action, won't she?
Very well could.
Chadwick breaks the press and throws it away. Looked like Liberty was going to get beat on that, but errant pass. Lady Eagles out top with the basketball. Across the timeline. Tharp hands it off. Out top. Ooh, wanted a clean catch. There's a look. Off the rim, no good. Chadwick will take it the other direction.
High dribble or a foul? Reach in.
Yeah, they're going to get Chloe Jester on a reach in.
That's Chloe's second. Team foul number one. Now Chadwick's kind of starting their offense. They're kind of keeping a couple players inside, and it's taken away. Liberty.
Good.
Oh!
That was a good break there by Morgan Smith.
Yep.
I think she made a pass that Jaylee just wasn't prepared for there. But
like Jaylee was thinking about setting up at the wing. 15-13, Lady Eagles. Chadwick with the basketball. Baseline, skip pass across. Jumper's up, no good. Rebound taken by Liberty. Long pass, catch it. Now get into your offense.
There you go.
Pull up. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Chadwick. Chadwick works it to the left side, back across to the right. It's almost like Liberty's in a 2-1-2.
Yeah.
You know,
and
they're protecting. They don't want to give up the high-low, so it's all, you know, they're running two out top and then.
Yeah, they're really packing in the high post area there.
15-13, 5:40 to go in the half.
We get Lillian Walton on a reach in there.
It's her second.
As soon as we talked about it, they got it right into the high post.
Yeah. Checking in for Liberty, Dara Daniels. Chadwick basketball on their own baseline. Top of the key. Another look at three. Shot up. No good. Out of bounds. Liberty basketball.
Ooh. Called
really?
The Chadwick ball.
Okay.
I didn't see that.
I didn't either. Chadwick will bring it in. Another three. That one's good. For Emma Landry. And now Chadwick is up by one. Shot up and in for Daniels.
Good shot fake up and under. Shot fake put the defender up on her toes, and Dara was able to get up underneath her and draw the contact and make the bucket.
And see, the foul was on Ellen Lawry. Free throw won't fall. 1 point ball game, 17-16 Liberty. Chadwick.
Yeah, Liberty's
there. Liberty will give them the three. They don't want them to get it inside, and
Loose ball. It's on the floor. Jump. No, Liberty.
Turns it over.
Comes up with it. Ellis. Double dribble.
Liberty turns it right back over.
Well, Chadwick's coach now has gotten...
He's pushed...
Jumping them out top.
Yeah, he's jumping them as soon as they come across half court. He's wanting to kind of pick the pace up just a touch.
Chadwick tosses it to the corner, right back to the wing. Knocked away, and it's a loose ball. It's going to be... That's going to be a jump ball. Should be Liberty basketball.
And it is.
It is.
So another turnover by Chadwick.
I've got him at 10. Or no. I think
I've got him. I've got him at 8.
Okay, yeah.
And another jump ball.
Yep.
Another turnover for Liberty.
10 for Liberty?
I've got... 6 for Liberty.
Okay. Liberty, Chadwick. Another loose ball on the floor, jump ball.
And it's going to go back to Liberty.
Well, the scouting report I got, I shared it with you. I think he was pretty
spot on.
Yeah.
So this is an extended 1-3-1 here by Chadwick.
Yeah. Where they can trap. No, and there it is. Oh,
and it was wide open.
Yes, it was.
Oh, there she was.
There, yeah. A lot of it, if you'll just wear it down, you know.
Yep. Just pass the ball, keep the ball moving. So Ellis is going to catch it in the short corner, and she's fouled on the shot. She's going to go to the line for 2. They're going to get Macy Landry on that foul, number 22.
It's her second. Second free throw is good. 18-16, Liberty. 3:30 to go in the half. Inside there, that was a good play.
It was a good play. Chadwick's really efficient when they get that ball inside.
Liberty turns it over. Chadwick with a jumper. Off the mark, no good. And, no.
I was going to say, he called a travel, but who had the ball?
Yeah, nobody had control of it. Chadwick basketball. Chadwick for 3.
Boom.
Boom. Yeah, that's her second.
Yeah, they want Chadwick to shoot threes, but not her.
Yeah. Timeout, Liberty, with 2:53 to go in the half. 21-18. Coach Smith, let's talk things over. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
All right, welcome back. 21-18, Chadwick. And it will be Lady Eagle basketball. Just under 3 minutes to go. And it looks like it will be Ellett tossing it in. And now we got a reach-in foul.
on 21. That's Emily Landry.
Lady Eagles again will toss it in and taken away. Turnover. And Chadwick gives it right back.
Yeah, you know, Chadwick had a guard.
They had two guards.
Yeah.
If they had a couple of guards, yeah, whenever graduation happened, they lost their guard play.
There it is.
Oh.
In and out on the three attempt. Chadwick's going to push it down. In the corner. Here's a three. Three in a row for Emma Landry. She's changed the landscape of the game.
She sure has.
Oh, nice play.
Oh,
good finish. And a foul. Liberty will shoot, too. Got bailed out.
Yeah, that was a good drive there by Ellis to find Shelby Holt on the opposite block. Missed the little put in and got her own rebound and fouled on the putback.
First free throw's no good. Six missed free throws in this half now. Second one is good.
5-point ball game.
Chadwick. Where's 21? Inside. Shot up, no good. Put back. In and the foul.
Liberty was doing a really good job of kind of denying those entry passes early in this first half. The last couple trips, they were able to get the ball pretty deep inside.
Well, she hit those three threes in a row, and that kind of Liberty started going, pulling
back out to guard the perimeter.
Uh-oh. Oh, Liberty had a golden opportunity. Couldn't get it to go. Jump ball. Possession arrow.
Stays with Liberty. Yeah, they kind of had a break going there. Morgan Smith just couldn't finish.
No, we just had a jump ball, and they kept it. And
heck, I can't.
Yeah, we had a jump ball just moments ago, and it was Chadwick basketball. That should have been Liberty.
That should have been Liberty.
Well,
Chadwick gets the ball inside.
And a bucket.
28-19. Chadwick.
Out top, a three, off the rim, no good. Chadwick with the rebound. Seconds to go in the half. Back inside, two more. Yeah.
Trying to get a 30-second timeout here by Liberty.
30-19, 60 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout and come right back. It's Lady Eagle basketball on the box.
Your trash is the treasure of A&J Waste Disposal. A&J serves Mountain View, Howell County, and beyond with weekly trash pickup service. You can call 417-251-8613 to have A&J handle your waste. Just because you're out in the country doesn't mean you have to dispose of reliable trash pickup. A&J Waste Disposal has you covered. Don't wait. Call 417-251-8613. To trash your trash problem today. Go Eagles!
All right, welcome back. Liberty with the basketball. Now, here, Chadwick's going to trap out top. Here it comes. And turnover. That jump ball.
And turns it back over.
All right.
Liberty ball after this. 43 seconds to go. Well, Liberty needs a bucket, at least cut it to single digits. Shot up, off the rim, no good. Chadwick with the rebound. Up and in for two. Macy Landry with the bucket. Liberty on the baseline. Oh, they're going to call a foul.
Get a foul there. 32.
Yeah.
So Matty Rogers. It's 23.
Yeah. 23. Is it 23?
Yep.
Emma Hurd, her second. Dara Daniels shooting a couple. First one's no good. Seconds to go in the half. 32-19. 13-point advantage for Chadwick. Eight missed free throws in the first half. Lady Eagles able to get their defense set. Some pressure in the backcourt. Inside, two more.
Yeah, when they can get dribble penetration in, they're finding Oldenburg inside, and Oldenburg's just having a night here in this first half.
Yeah. Well, they held Liberty to just 6 points in the second, but they had a big... Well, they scored, 21? Yeah,
yep.
21. So, going through the scoring, Oldenburg, she had 10. And then Ella Hurd had 9. Emily Landry with 9 with 3 threes. That kind of changed it.
It did. That kind of started the run there for Chadwick.
And then Macy Landry with 2, Emma Hurd with 4. For Liberty, 5 for Jaylee Tharp, Allie Merrick with 2, 4 for Delaney Ellett, Shelby Holt with 1, 4 for Dara Daniels, and 3 for Morgan Smith. It was 13-13 after 1, but about halfway through the second, he kind of went into half-court trap.
Yeah, he extended that 1-3-1 out to half-court, and that really, really threw the Liberty ball handlers into a tizzy there, and
yeah.
We kind of got into the turnover bug, and then they did a really good job getting the ball inside.
They did.
And Oldenburg just
took off.
Yeah, she just started going to work and doing a very efficient job inside.
Well, turnovers, 10 and 10?
10 and 10.
So, we got another half to go, but the Lady Eagles kind of dug themselves a hole. We'll have that for you. It's coming up here in just a bit, right here on the Fox 96.9.
96.9, the Fox.
City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Park City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy 2 Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Park City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Park City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Park City.
This is Lori Concepcion, Executive Director of the Samaritan Outreach Center in West Plains, a homeless shelter for men, women, and children. For nearly 10 years, I've had the privilege of serving this amazing Ozarks community, a place where kindness, compassion, and helping neighbors are part of who we are. Since 1988, our mission has been to provide shelter, meals, and hope for those in need. In the past year alone, we've sheltered over 160 people, including 17 children and 33 survivors of domestic violence, each one a reminder of why our work matters. Our soup kitchen serves lunch every day at noon and dinner at 5 p.m., and everyone is welcome. Our free clothing resource is open Monday through Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. You can call 417-257-7792 to hear our latest message or stop by 715 Missouri Avenue in West Plains. Your tax-deductible donation of food, clothing, hygiene items, and gift cards are always welcome and especially needed right now. They help us provide exactly what our neighbors need. Together, we're proving that small acts of kindness can change lives.
Stop in at Brawley's Powderhorn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powderhorn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powderhorn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
Winter roads don't play fair, but with the right tires, you stay in control. At Kabul Tires, we've got the winter-ready traction you need to drive with confidence no matter what the forecast throws your way. Stay safe, stay prepared, drive further with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
Now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
On the doorstep of some amazing February weather. Double H here in the Weather Center. And after the cold snap, this is what we have to answer with. 48 the high today, tonight 26. And then starting tomorrow, incredible weather. 58 degrees the Sunday high. We'll have a high on Monday at 67 and 70 on Tuesday.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
The Bank of Birch Tree branch of the Alton Bank has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your shelter insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Time for Check of Sports. I'm Gary Lee. Boys high school basketball for tonight. Liberty will head to Ava. That game will air on the Fox 96.9. Salem will be at Kabul. Bakersfield heads to Couch. Lesterville at Eminence. Norwood goes to Gainesville. Chadwick will be at Hartville. Mountain Grove heads to Houston. Fordland travels to Koshkonong. Mansfield at Sparta. Rolla will be at West Plains to take on the Zizzers. That game will air on KDY 102.5. Thayer heads to Willow Springs, and that game will air on KUKU Classic Country 100.3, and Alton will be at Winona. Saturday, the MSU West Plains Grizzlies will host Three Rivers. Tip-off is set for 4 p.m. The game will air on Hot Country KDY. The Missouri Tigers will be at South Carolina Saturday for an SEC matchup. Pre-game 11:30, tip-off 12 noon, and it will all air on Q94. The MSU West Plains Grizzly baseball team finished 16-37 in 2025 and returned several key contributors from last season's roster. The Grizzlies will be at Northwest Mississippi Community College today and Saturday for a three-game series. The 2026 Liberty Legends Shootout is set for tomorrow at the Nest at Liberty High School. Winona will play Kabul at 9:30. That game will air on the Fox 96.9. Max Creek will take on the Houston Girls at 11 a.m. Max Creek will take on Ellington Boys at 12:30. And the Chadwick Liberty Girls game will be at 2 p.m. That will air on the Fox 96.9. Cedar Ridge will play Chadwick Boys at 3:30. Liberty and Dixon Boys will play at 5. That will air on the Fox 96.9. And it'll wrap up with Thayer taking on Galena Boys at 6:30. West Plains Ladies Zizzer Soccer Team is having a fundraiser for Valentine's Day, and you can get your sweetheart a dozen chocolate-covered strawberries for $25. All the money raised helps out the West Plains Ladies Zizzer Soccer Team. To place your order, go to the Ladies Zizzer Soccer Team Facebook page. Orders need to be placed by February 10th. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.
Well, here we are, 34-21 now, Chadwick. Chadwick with the basketball underneath on an inbound on the baseline, a foul. And that's going to put Chadwick at the line. Ella Hurd will shoot two. Ooh, Lillian picks up her third. First one no good. Time to get Dara Daniels back in for Liberty.
Yeah, I'd like to see Liberty kind of go on a little run here, get six or eight. You don't have to get them all back.
No.
Just get half of it.
Have some productive possessions. Liberty working outside the perimeter. Now they get it down low. Try to toss it back out to the wing, but it's knocked away out of bounds by Chadwick. Liberty trying to go inside a little bit.
Oh, and there it was.
Yep. Top of the key. Off to the left side. Down to the baseline, back to the left wing. Out top, Liberty reverses it. Tharp kicks it out. Liberty drives in high off the glass, up no good. Grief.
Ooh.
Man, let them play a little bit.
Play out.
A little bit.
That was a good drive there by Morgan Smith. Able to get to the paint and got a good look.
Liberty
keeps possession on the jump ball. And blocked shot. Liberty comes up with it.
Oh, they call it jump ball, Matt?
Yeah.
Golly.
Too many jump balls. Let them play it out a little bit.
And that should have been a shooting foul.
Yeah. Long pass. Uh-oh. Chadwick gets it to the baseline. Short jumper's good. Macy Landry, two more. She's got four now. Tharp at the wing, out top. Ellett goes up. She's fouled. She'll shoot two. You know, to me, Chadwick, you know, to knock them off, first free throw is good. You're almost going to have to make some threes, or well, not necessarily threes, but you're going to have to make some jump shots.
Oh, yeah.
Because trying to take it in.
Yeah, their size is too much of a factor inside. Liberty's going to need to, you know, you could live in that 12 to 15
foot
jumper.
Yeah, right.
Range and really kind of cut into this lead.
Chadwick, uh-oh, all alone, boom.
Yeah, you got to defend the high post, though.
Yeah, you got to.
Because they will make those 10-footers.
Ooh, yes, indeed. Liberty with the basketball. Pull up, no good. Partially blocked.
Here comes Chadwick.
Landry. Macy Landry now. It's a screen, kicks it to the wing. Oh, there she was, posted up. Skips it back out, off the drive, another feed to the elbow. Outside. To the wing. Oh, she was in there. Turnaround short jumper, good. Yeah, see, Chadwick is just living from 8 feet in.
Yeah.
I mean, I know Emma Landry, she hit some threes, but
going to get a full timeout here by Liberty.
41-23, 5:19 to go.
Chadwick really stretching it out now.
Yeah, 2, 4, 6, 7. They're on a 7-2 run. Liberty scored the first bucket. And,
been all Chadwick from there.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Stop in at Brawley's Powder Horn for rifles, ammo, and all your black powder substitutes, smokeless powders, primers, and try out their firing range that goes from 25 to 275 yards. The range is open year-round. Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona is open Monday through Friday, 1 to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 9 to noon. Stop in and see David at Brawley's Powder Horn in Winona for all of your firearm hunting needs. Brawley's Powder Horn, a proud sponsor of the Winona Wildcats.
41-23, Chadwick. Timeout, Liberty. What do you think the adjustments are being made? What's Coach Smith?
Oh, we've got to do a better job of denying the entry pass to that high post, because once they get that ball, you know, inside that 12-foot range, it's not been good outcomes for Liberty. I mean, Chadwick's just so big, and they can shoot the ball so well inside.
Lady Eagles with the inbound. Out top, there's a good look. Oh, in and out, no good. And they get a lot of rebounds.
They do.
But that was a good look right there. Just, and it spun around the cylinder and kicked out. Tharp almost had a three. Chadwick works it inside. Two more. And now when you're up 40, you're up 20.
Yeah, you're up 20.
You can be really
patient. Selective and keep the ball movement until you can get a good look.
Shot up. That's another blocked shot picked up by Chadwick. to the wing, inside, back outside. Chad Book will reset. Now they throw it inside, shot up, no good, fight for the rebound, jump ball. There are Daniels and
a jump ball.
Oldenburg, Liberty basketball.
So you got Walton and Shelby Holt coming back in for Dara Daniels and Delaney Elliott.
Four 10 to go in the third. Chadwick by 20. It's our first Lady Eagle game of the year, isn't it?
Second. Yeah, we did one early.
That's right.
That first shootout that Liberty had.
Shelby to Tharp. Tharp with their little runner. Won't fall. Liberty gets a rebound. Another runner. That's good. Nice bucket for Morgan Smith.
Good drive there by Morgs.
.43-25, 3:35 to go in the third. And there's a turnover. There you go. Two more. Way to go, Morgan. Back-to-back buckets. 43-27. Oh, come on. Foul on Tharp. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies play today at West Plains at 4. We've got Liberty boys basketball. Another turnover. Liberty kicks it into the paint. Back outside. Another shot up. Nope. It's going to be a travel.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this Liberty-Dixon ball game we got coming up. Dixon's was previously state ranked.
Still, are they still?
I mean, last I looked, they were.
I think there's eight.
Liberty knocking on the door. So, and you know, I think when the next rankings come out, Liberty will crack that top 10 in the state rankings.
Dixon is out of the Frisco Conference. They won the Frisco Conference tournament.
Yep. I think they're 16-3. Liberty coming into today 16-2.
Yeah. Ought to be a dandy one.
It should be a good one. I think we got Cedar Ridge and
we set one game.
Yeah. Cedar Ridge versus Chadwick boys, and then the Liberty Dixon game will follow it.
We see the Chadwick boys at the...
Yeah, we played them in the championship of the Pleasant Hope.
Oh, that's right. That's right. 2:22 to go. Tharp takes it down deep, pulls a shot up. It's knocked away, and Liberty throws it away. Yeah, the size of Chadwick is...
And it's got Liberty kind of panicking. You know, they're really trying to push.
You know, last couple of years, you had the Phipps girl that was...
Yeah.
She'd shoot it, you know.
Yeah, we had Phipps and Wells.
Yeah.
Reagan,
yeah. Your daughter.
Yep, Hadley.
But... I don't really see any pure three-point shooter or jump shooter.
Most of the girls you see here kind of dribble drive, pull up.
First free throw's good for Ella Hurd. And that kind of plays into their defensive strength, which is their size.
Yep.
Loose ball, and it's picked up and put in by Oldenburg.
Boy, she's very, very efficient inside.
Yeah.
She's very active. Good rebounder.
46-27 now, Chadwick. Liberty with the basketball. Yeah, Liberty's wanting to dribble drive, but it's in the
length,
almost,
you know,
not there.
Yeah, I mean, Chadwick's length, they're able to close down, you know, close that distance when the Liberty catches it on the perimeter, and instead of moving the ball quicker, more,
get them going side to side.
Going side to side to get a look.
Another partially blocked shot. Liberty gets it in there, and they try that floater, but Chadwick's just, they're getting just enough of it. To,
yeah, and then Liberty knocks it out of bounds.
That's a double dribble.
Well, you know, sometimes maybe they won't
look. You got to try,
you know. You never know. So another Chadwick turnover.
Late Eagles with chance here. Three would cut it to 16. Oh. Here's a three from the corner. No good. Liberty comes up with the rebound. Ooh. Here's another look. Oh, I thought that she had it.
It looked good.
And a rebound and a foul. Rebound goes Chadwick.
Loose ball foul.
Chloe Jester.
Liberty.
That's her third. Oh, and already five. So, yeah, 40 seconds to go. We're going to shoot a couple.
Got Macy Landry going to shoot the free throws.
First one's good. Liberty's been outscored 13-8 here in the third.
Another offensive rebound by Chadwick.
Put back wouldn't fall, and Liberty's able to gather it up. Yeah, Liberty's looking for a seam. Here's a three. Off the rim, no good. Liberty rebound, kicks it back out. Another three, up, off the back of the iron, no good. Chadwick with the rebound, 5 seconds to go. Oh, inside. Ooh, she missed one. Is there a foul?
No.
Okay.
Just a little contact after the buzzer.
47-27. Chadwick, we're back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities, in person or online. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
Winter roads don't play fair, but with the right tires, you stay in control. At Kabul Tires, we've got the winter-ready traction you need to drive with confidence no matter what the forecast throws your way. Stay safe, stay prepared, drive further with Kabul Tires.
This is Adam at Kabul Tires. We have a huge warehouse full of tires and offer same-day service.
Drive farther with Kabul Tires.
All right, headed to the fourth, 47-27. Chadwick, Liberty will get the ball. Girls basketball. Black ball. It's not Liberty ball. Well, Liberty had the last possession.
Yeah. But still, it should go to the possession arrow.
Yeah. Chadwick. They're going to spread it out a little more now. Liberty kind of in a man-to-man almost, aren't they?
Yeah.
Running jumper good for Emily Landry. She's got 13. Liberty out top. Chadwick's like, nah, we're not coming out behind the three-point line. Do all that you want. We ain't coming out. Oh.
Got away with a walk there.
Jumper put up no good. Tipped out of bounds. Stayed with Liberty.
Allie Merritt comes back in. Along with Delaney Ellett.
Delaney's the size for Liberty.
Yeah.
And she's given up, what, 2-3 inches?
Yep.
Turnover. Chadwick takes it all the way down. Ooh, turns it over. Ooh, hits the floor hard, too.
Liberty on the break.
Three from the corner. Up no good. Out of bounds, Chadwick basketball. So, what do you got planned for the 70-degree weather that's coming up?
Oh, boy. Well, we've got a foul called.
A foul?
Foul on Dara Daniels.
Huh. Didn't see that.
I don't know, but I'm ready for this 70-degree weather.
Absolutely.
It's a muddy mess right now.
Oh, my goodness. Chadwick out top. Again, now they've kind of went to a four-corner almost. Inside. Shot up. No good. Rebound taken by Daniels. Ellett. Down onto the baseline. Back to the wing. High post. Loose ball, but it's picked up by Smith. Smith catches at the wing. Ellett tosses it inside. Shot up and in.
Good interior passing there.
Yeah, Allie Merritt with the bucket. Chadwick out top. Dribbles it in. Tosses it back out. 5:35 to go. Right wing, middle of the floor, scoop shot good. Emily Landry. She's got 15 now. 51-29. Liberty goes back inside. Ellett knocked away. And they're going to say, well, last touch by Liberty. Jaylee Tharp checks back in. Chadwick tosses it to the wing, out top, now opposite wing. Top of the key, thought about a three, said, no, I'll just dribble in and turn it over. .51-29, 4:50 to go. Liberty will inbound, Delaney Ellett. Toss it in to Jaylee Tharp. To the wing. Tipped. Run down by Tharp. Liberty keeps possession. Drive. Pull up jumper. Comes up short. Picked up by Chadwick. Oldenburg. Yeah, Liberty can't buy anything in the paint. Knocked away, out of bounds, stays with Chadwick. And there's Oldenburg. She's going, guys, slow down. I bet she's a senior.
She's a junior.
Oh, okay, that's good. Oh. Chadwick turns it over.
Looks like the lone senior is number 11, Ella Hurd, for this Chadwick team.
Well, they've been on a pretty good run.
They have. State champs last year.
Uh-oh, Liberty wasn't ready. And they turn it over. Liberty got shook there in the second when they, Chadwick kind of went into a 1-3-1 trap.
Yeah, when they extended it out to the half court line.
Yeah, and they just, Liberty's,
it just kind of hasn't been able to right the ship since. Going to get a timeout.
Yeah. About 3:51 to go, 51-29. And it has been all Chadwick. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. 3:51 to go. 51-29. Chadwick Lady Cardinals with the lead. They'll work it to the wing. Now toss it back out top. Inside. Up. No good. Callie Oldenburg will shoot two from the free throw line.
I think they're going to get Delaney Ellett. Her first. That is her first.
First free throw, no good. Callie's really good there around the basket, but get her out away from it.
Yeah.
Second one is good. 17 points.
I'll say she hasn't missed much.
No. Lady Eagles out top. Here's a three. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Chadwick comes up with it. And a foul.
Going to get Jaylee Tharp on that one.
It'll be her third. Her fourth. Chadwick out top. Can kind of take their time now. Tip ball out of bounds. Delaney Ellett got a piece of it. Stays with Chadwick. Chadwick will toss it in. Knocked away from behind. Liberty comes up with it. Liberty's got a lot of takeaways.
They have.
They've not been able to
not capitalize on the other end.
And a foul on Liberty.
Going to get Allie Merritt on that foul.
Her second. .245 to go. Dribble in, pop a short jumper, and Macy Landry has now 7 points in the game for Chadwick. Liberty at the other end. They keep trying to muscle their way to the rim. They will go to line and shoot free throws. Delaney Ellett. First one's good. You know, if you make free throws, that'd be a good shot to take.
Yep.
Boom. Makes them both. 8 points for Delaney now. Four in the first half. Now she's got four in the second. And the foul and the to the line will be Ella Dunn. For Chadwick.
Going to get Josie Tharp on that foul.
First one's good. You know, the thing I've noticed about everyone that's come in the game for Chadwick, it's just kind of been,
yep,
you know,
same level,
same skill set level, yeah.
Not taking a dip.
56-31, Chadwick. Liberty gets it inside now, jump ball. Possession arrow, Liberty.
Oh, they got a call foul on Chadwick.
Oh, really? Okay. Ellie Dunn for Chadwick with the foul. 2 minutes to go. Right here, if you're Liberty, you need to just start firing away, man.
Right.
You're down.
Any kind of open look,
yeah,
let it fly.
Let it fly. Shoot it. There you go. Get a rebound. Yeah, you just got to. Oh, Liberty gets a steal, and the bucket's good. Nice job, Chloe Jester. Chadwick takes it to the rim, rolls out. Liberty with the rebound. Short jumper, good.
Sarah Daniels.
Those short jumpers, there's nothing wrong with them. They count just the same.
Dadgum right, they do.
Chadwick behind the three-point line. They've kind of emptied the bench. 49 seconds remains. Chadwick tosses into the backcourt. Loose basketball run down by Chadwick. Chadwick with the timeout. 38 seconds to go. We'll keep it here. And, you know, we see high school offenses. It's changed so much, you know. I mean, we're in a new phase right now. And this has been going on for probably 5 years now, 5-6 years, where it's more spread.
Yep.
And it's dribble drive.
It kind of went the way of the football, you know, like,
yeah,
when the spread offense came in.
Let your athletes have more success by
spreading it out.
But there's a drive, Chadwick, with the bucket. But even, you know, with the spread offense and all that, in, you know, the football terms, teams are still going to win running the football and playing defense.
Absolutely. Set plays and,
yeah,
and good fundamentals still wins basketball.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. At the buzzer, shots up, no good. And Chadwick, Lady Cardinals, gets the win, 58-35. For Liberty, Jaylee Tharp with 7. Allie Merritt, 4. Delaney Ellett, 8. Chloe Jester, 2. Shelby Holt, 1. Dara Daniels with 6, and Morgan Smith with 7. Callie Owenberg, 17. Ella Hurd, 11. Elena Laurie with 2. Ella Dunn with 2. 15 for Emily Landry. 7 for Macy Landry, and Emma Hurd with 4. 58-35. Lady Eagles fall to 9-13 now. And they'll be playing their districts at Houston this year. The boys will be at Kabul. And, you know, they got games left. It's really important for district seeding positioning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, these kind of games don't really matter in the big scheme of things other than your record count. You know, the games that really matter coming down the stretch for the Lady Eagles, you're going to be looking at your conference games, and then anybody that's in your district, you know, those are the most important, because you want to be positioned as best as you can be in that district seed for your best road to get to the finals.
Well, I'd say that, you know, Thayer, Willow will be 1-2.
Yeah, I would say so. Liberty's probably going to come into that 4-5 range, you know, on your seeds. So, I mean, you're going to be looking at pulling a Willow Springs matchup or something, you know, second round.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it plays out, you know, once the district seeds get established. And
well, coming up next, our next broadcast, it ought to be a dandy one. State ranked Dixon and Liberty boys varsity basketball.
Right now, who is this? This is Cedar Ridge and Chadwick.
Josh, yeah, Chadwick.
Yeah, complete brain fart there. Yeah, James Denton.
That's right.
He went from Bakersfield down to Cedar Ridge, Arkansas, and he brought his boys up here to play in one of the shootout games.
Hey, here's where I used to play.
That's right.
Good stuff. All right, we'll be back in about an hour.
Yeah, I would say so.
And we'll have Liberty boys basketball coming your way. For Tyler and Dylan, I'm Gary Lee saying see you in just a few.